Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 28, Pretoria 29, Rustenburg 32 grade.
Got a crash in Limbro Park, N3 North at the Buccleuch interchange. We've also got very heavy queuing traffic, Pretoria side, R21 on the ramps to the N1 North.
Ons begin met vandag se groot hofnuus. Die moordsaak teen die 31-jarige Tiffany Meek is tot November uitgestel. Meek word daarvan beskuldig dat sy haar 11-jarige seun Jaden Lee vermoor het, wie se liggaam in Mei naby al Vleerhofhuis gevind is. Sy staan ook tereg op bykomende aanklagte, insluitend regsverheidling. Haar prokureur Nova Naidoo.
At this stage my instructions are just to wait for the outcome of these investigations. Thereafter we can look at the evidence in totality and we'll look at opportunities of bringing a bail appeal or alternatively a bail application on new facts before Miss Africa. But at this stage, we're still of the opinion that the state has a weak case against Tiffany.
Die veroordeelde verkrachter en moordenaar Tabu Bester en Nandipa Magrumana moet weer in December in die hof verskyn. Die twee het vandag vlugtig in die Vrystaatse Hooggeregshof in Bloemfontein verskyn, waar al saak uitgestel is. Selankie Ledwaba berig.
Bester and his 7 co-accused allegedly orchestrated his elaborate and brazen escape from the Mangaung Correctional Service Center in May 2022. In May, the Supreme Court of Appeal dismissed Magrumana's application challenging the lawlessness of her application. In a separate incident, Bester's lawyer also withdrew from the case after she was allegedly fired by the convicted rapist. Bester's new lawyer, Advocate Moafrika Wamaila, told the Free State High Court that he has now taken up the matter. Selaki Ledwaba, Jacaranda FM News.
In ander groot nuus vandag, die polisiekommissaris van KwaZulu-Natal, Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi, het getuig dat Brown Magotsi maande vooruit geweet het dat die taakspan vir politieke moorde ontbind sou word. Hy sê Magotsi het dit onthul in gesprek met die vermeende onderwêreldfiguur Vusi Matlala.
Mkhwanazi is unpacking the details of the messages he received from Mokhotsi on WhatsApp. He says the message highlighted the businessman's close proximity to Mkunu.
Brand Mokhotsi sent a message at 22:38 in the evening. He sends a WhatsApp to Matlala indicating that the task team that came to your house and harassed you has been dissolved.
In general, by this point, you still don't know.
We don't know anything.
You only came to know about it on the 2nd of January.
Exactly.
Anastasia Mkhobu, Jacaranda FM News in Pretoria.
Nog nuus uit die buiteland. Ten minste 10 mense is dood en 25 ander beseer nadat 'n brand in 'n hoë gebou in Lagos, Nigeria uitgebreek het. Die slagoffers was werkers wat binne die gebou vasgekeer was. Die meeste van die oorlewendes het brandwonde opgedoen. En ten slotte M&M's oor 'n snelweg. Dis presies wat op 'n snelweg in New Jersey in die VSA plaasgevind het. 'N Botsing tussen twee vragmotors het gelei tot 'n werklike candy crush toe sakke en bokse M&M's lekkergoed die pad bedek het. Nee, een van die bestuurders is beseer nie. Action al September, terug met meer nuus in Engels om 3:00.
Unflappable, onder 'n sombreel, in the gazebo.
Dis so lekker.
It's a beautiful day in Centurion. I hope it's a sunny, happy day wherever you are. Latest from the cricket in Pakistan, where the Proteas women are playing Pakistan. Our ladies, I'm not tempting fate, but I'm just saying, half putt through the ODI innings. South African women, 132. Without loss. Wow. And we already lead the series 1-0. This would clinch the series if the ladies win this ODI today. Alrighty, we're going to be winners now because we've got the hits at the golf day coming right up.
I'm really, really thankful for what you guys did for me. You've given me my life back.
Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels.
Familiar voice to a lot of people in South Africa joining us on the show this morning.
Bongani Nkumalo.
I lost everything. I'm unable to see.
How limited is your vision right now?
One eye on the left is completely blind. The one that is a good eye would see probably 5% vision.